I'm with David Dideout. Can you tell me what your name on Twitter is?
Learning Spy.
Lovely. So that people know. David, you're talking today. Can you tell me a bit about what you see as pedagogue being in terms of... I'm trying to get people's reactions to what that is. I'm putting people on the spot and asking them what they think they're going to get out of the day if they don't know much about it, or what they do know about it, for people out there who don't know.
So I think it's three guys in a bar in Scotland, as far as I know, in Edinburgh. Fergal and Kenny and I can't remember the other chap, Neil. And I think, and this is obviously secondhand, their idea was to try and get teachers together to talk about educational issues and bypassing some of the red tape that normally surrounds these kinds of things. So it's very much it's not a corporate thing at all. It's very DIY and you know, quite punk, which is nice.
It's exactly the same as Teach Meet, which was four guys in a bar in Edinburgh to begin with. These ideas all seem to come from Scotland in bars somehow. David, can you tell me what you're doing today?
I'm talking somewhat grandiosely about the anatomy of an outstanding lesson. And I'm just going to sort of talk through, not so much, you know, planning it, but just, you know, how you can behave as a teacher during a lesson to guarantee that it's perceived in the way that you want it to be perceived.
Okay, and tell us a bit about your sort of personal history and how, what sort of led you to sort of coming to writing the books and things like this. Come on, put you on the spot.
I'm just in the right place at the right time, really. This school that I used to work at, we had a bit of a relationship with Ian Gilbert from Independent Thinking. And I was sat down by my head teacher at the time in a room with Ian and told to tell him stuff. And he said at the time, would you be interested in becoming an associate for Independent Thinking? Would you be interested in writing a book? And then independently to that, Jackie Beer, who'd written the perfect Ofsted lesson, one of the ideas from that book, I got in touch with her and said, I like what you did, and being the sort of person, I've changed it completely, and I've done this instead. And she said, oh, I'd like to put that in the next edition. And then she said, would I like to write an English version to go with that series, which I jumped at. I wouldn't have chosen the title, but it's somewhat hubristic. But no, I really, really enjoyed doing that. And
The other thing about pedagogy I find is that there's a lot of cross-fertilization across subject specialists, but also there's a wider remit, more so than Teach Me. It's more reflective, it goes deeper, and there's a slower burn to it, especially when you start to read some of the blogs of the people who you meet and talk to. You start to get a more a sort of deeper understanding of what people are about, because they're actually talking about their practice day on day, which you didn't get years ago. Right. In as much volume as you do now. Can you tell people a bit about your blog and what you do on it?
My blog? Well, it's just called The Learning Spy. And the idea basically was to steal stuff from around the education sphere and take what was good and ignore what wasn't. And so that's basically what I've been doing, is just sort of, you know, when I encounter something. In the past, I'd always operate in the same way, and then I'd forget it a week later because I hadn't written it down. And now I sometimes cringe when I look back a year or so ago at things that I was asserting, and sometimes I don't. And so it's very much a case of me sort of holding forth on what I think at the time. And sometimes that chimes with other people, and sometimes it doesn't.
I think it chimes with more people than not, so that's quite interesting. Thank you for the interview today, and I hope you enjoyed the day. Are you coming to the Teach Meet tonight, or are you going to have to shoot off?
No, I'm staying with Helene.
All right, good stuff. All right, well, have a lovely day.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Leon.